Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When our consciences are clean, we can see clearly, run freely, and live joyfully. The book of 1 John teaches us how to walk in the light of knowing that we're fully right with God. Today, more about how to do this and why it's so vital. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on the power of a clear conscience. Erwin Lutzer is talking about walking in the light and comes now with three transforming lessons from 1 John.
I'm going to give you three transforming lessons now because I want this applied to your life. I want you to have a clear conscience. Number one, truth hurts. Truth hurts. But lies hurt a whole lot more. Truth hurts. Later on, I'm going to talk to you in another message about the price that people have had to pay to be fully right with God and others, which is, of course, the goal. The Apostle Paul says that that is his desire, to be right with God. And truth hurts, but I'll tell you this, living a lie in the end hurts a lot more, a lot more. Sin is never a good idea. Darkness by itself never turns to light. And I have to say, and I'll probably say it in another message, that most people don't change when they see the light. They change when they feel the heat. When their conviction becomes so overwhelming, they can't take it anymore, and therefore it's more important than their reputation, it's more important than anything else. The only thing that matters is that I be right with God. That actually is what brings revival to a church or a nation. Did you know that? It is when people are so desperate to have a conscience free of offense, they do anything. Truth hurts. Lies hurt even more. And sometimes it takes years for people to learn that, but that is true. Second, only light can drive away the darkness. Only light can drive away the darkness. By the way, I have to mention this. A moment ago, I told you that when we confess the sins that we know about, God forgives us for those that we've forgotten or we may be unaware of. And I want you to look at one of my favorite verses here. I love to emphasize verse 7. If we walk in the light as he, that is, God is in the light, in other words, the light is driving the darkness away because we're walking in the light. What does that mean? That means I'm totally clear with God, and if something happens in my life that I need to confess, I confess it right away. I don't allow sin to accumulate. So I may be driving a car, I may be who knows where, but as sin is brought to my conscience, I immediately confess it to God. If we walk in the light, and here's where it gets so exciting. I just can't believe God. I don't get this. Because what I'm going to share with you today, right now, is going to be unbelievable, except by the power of the Spirit, you'll believe it. If we walk in the light as God is in the light, always exposing ourselves to God with all the sin that is brought to our consciousness, what about the other sins? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And then the scripture says this. When we walk in the light, verse 7, as he is in the light. Are you ready for this now? We have fellowship one with another. Oh, you say that means I have fellowship with you, you have fellowship with me, and of course that's true. But look at the text. Do you remember in grammar? Can you think back to what an antecedent is? I hope I do, because now I'm speaking to you about antecedents. And I said to a little boy one time, what about your grammar? He said, she's upstairs with grandpa. Notice this. If we walk in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The antecedent of one another there is God. If you take the antecedent to be the closest pronoun, it would be God. If we walk in the light as God is in the light, totally exposed to him, we have fellowship one with another. God has fellowship with me, and I have fellowship with God. God desires our fellowship, John said in the opening verses. Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. God desires fellowship with you, of all things. But he says, look, I can't have that fellowship as long as you've got all this darkness. See, the reason I'm preaching this message is I want you to open up the sandwich. I want to say cellophane, but I think that's an old word. I think now it's saran wrap. Do I have that right, by the way? Any witness out there? Thank you. I assume that was women clapping, because how in the world would the men know what it's supposed to be called? Only light can drive away the darkness. You know, I've told you before about that legend. There is a legend that there was a cave, and the cave, of course, had darkness, and the sun said to the cave, why don't you come into the light? And finally, the cave came into the light, and then the cave said, now I've experienced some light. Sun, why don't you come into my cave so that you can experience some darkness? So the sun said, oh, okay, I'll visit your cave. Sun came down into the cave and says, me, oh my, I don't see any darkness around here at all. I don't see any darkness. I feel sorry for people who spend their lives just managing their own darkness, going from one pillar to post, trying to figure out what life is all about, trying to find peace, sometimes going on to substances to somehow get some relief from the fact that life is so empty and they can no longer live with themselves. When the Bible says that the answer is you come and you expose yourself to light. And by the way, that now applies to those of you who've never trusted Christ as Savior. You come to him and you say, I am darkness, but you died for people like me, and I receive your grace and I receive your forgiveness, and come into my life and bring light. Light. And that's the only answer to the light that you and I need, is God, who is light. Finally, if you live in darkness, you die in darkness. Live in light, you're going to live in light. Amazing. We could trace this through the scripture, but what does the Bible talk about when it says that there are those who've never trusted Christ and therefore have no protection for their sins? What happens to them? It says that they are thrown into what? Outer darkness. You live in darkness, you die, and you go into darkness. What about those who live in the light, who've received Christ as Savior? Oh, this is so glorious. Speaking of the holy city, there is no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God doth lighten it, and the Lamb is its lamp. And the glory of God is the light thereof. No sun, no moon in heaven. Light, God's light. And remember this, it will be our first experience of uncreated light. Uncreated light. Because all the light that you and I see, the sun has light. And we have electricity that brings light. It's all created. But God, who is light, no wonder, New Jerusalem, no need of the sun or of the moon, no need for electric lights in glory, because God is light. You walk in the light, you go to a place where there is light. Now I have to ask you, have you unwrapped that rotten sandwich in saran wrap? Do you see now how you can, by God's grace, get out of the pit and get on with the journey instead of constantly going back to what has happened? Once it's been exposed to God, it's been forgiven, it's no longer an issue, so that your conscience is clear. Where are you at? Are you going to do it? I'm going to pray right now, but I want you to pray too. I want you to tell God that you will do whatever is necessary to have a clear conscience, a sincere faith, and be able to worship in spirit and in truth without shadows coming between. Can we pray? Father, it's always been up to you, but especially now it is up to you. We can't change the human heart. We cannot show people truth apart from your spirit. The Bible is very clear that it is when Jesus Christ shines into the heart, he brings the light of the gospel. For those who've never trusted Christ, may you bring that light. For those of us who know you, bring light, Lord God. And grant us the ability to be dead honest with you. Before I close now, you talk to God in just a moment of silence, and then we will sing about God's desire to purify us. Would you talk to God? Father, bring about the transformation that you desire. May many people go home today and spend time in your presence, dealing with issues that always get in the way when they want to worship you and love you and have joy. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, today I want you to know that any price that you pay to have a clear conscience will be well worth it. You see, what happens is Satan puts up barriers in our mind, and we think to ourselves, in order for me to face the music, so to speak, in order for me to face my past and the things that I have done, there's going to be so much shame. And so the tendency is to keep it buried. But I maintain that God loves to free people, but they have to be honest. We have to be honest in his presence. The message that you have just heard is part of a larger series entitled The Power of a Clear Conscience. And as you look at all of these messages dealing with issues of guilt and salvation and reconciliation, I hope that you take advantage of the opportunity that you have for these messages to be yours. And by the way, if you have received Christ as your Savior or if you've been helped, go to moodymedia.org and connect with us. Let us know. We will rejoice with you when we hear about God's goodness in your life and your walk with Him.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Walking in the Light, another in a 10-part series on the power of a clear conscience. Next time on Running to Win, don't miss the story of Martin Luther and how he learned about justification by faith. This series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the power of a clear conscience. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.